Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our Staying Healthy collection and is titled Staying Healthy at Home and is written by guest contributor Michelle Brubaker. Staying healthy in the winter can sometimes seem like a waste of time with the onset of germs and bacteria that we come into contact with. If you're feeling like you can't catch a break this winter, take a look at these ideas to help keep your family healthy at home. One of the easiest ways to stay healthy is to examine your family's nutrition. During the winter, it's so easy to get caught up in comfort foods and overeating. No one will be seeing your legs in shorts anytime soon, and so a lot of times we hibernate a bit, maybe even take a break from healthier habits. Fruit and veggies may seem a little less plentiful because less is in season. We all have excuses for eating the way we do. It's a lot easier to eat unhealthy foods. That much is true. But what we put into our bodies is what we get out of them. Food is fuel. Which type of fuel are you choosing? I find it very helpful to limit sugary snacks and excess dairy in the winter, especially when you or your children are fighting colds and runny noses. Sugar feeds the germs. Dairy slows the process in our bodies that eliminate mucus. So even for a week, taking a break or reducing your intake of these two things will have an effect on your well-being. Switch from sugary drinks to water, or water with lemon juice. Make a veggie platter for an after-school snack instead of cookies. Start slowly swapping unhealthy foods with healthier options, and you are sure to see a difference. Hydrating with water is so very important to keep our bodies healthy, and it's no different this time of year. So drink up. Buy a fun cup, add some natural flavorings, and get sipping. Antioxidant-rich foods are important because they keep our bodies healthy by neutralizing the free radicals in and around our cells. They support healthy cell function, and when it really comes down to it, our bodies are just a mass of different types of cells. It's important to keep all of them functioning at their best, right? Elderberry syrup is a convenient option for adding antioxidants to your diet, and it tastes great too. Vitamins and minerals are important during all times of the year, especially winter, where our daily intake of healthy food slows a bit. Taking a vitamin or mineral supplement can fill in the gaps that your body is missing from the food you eat. It also is helpful to take an omega-3 supplement. This is really great for both adults and children, feeding the brain. You can get omega blends in liquid or tablet form, and it's easy to add them to smoothies or have your children take a spoonful. Probiotics are also a great way to keep our digestive systems balanced and healthy. Our digestive system is very closely tied to our immune system. If our gut is out of whack, our immune system is out of whack. Pre and probiotics help to establish a healthy biome of bacteria. They are good bacteria. Yogurt and kefir are the easiest ways to get some good bacteria into our systems. When choosing yogurt, opt for low sugar options to stay in line with our goal of reducing our sugar intake. And remember to take a break from yogurt if you're dealing with a lot of mucus. Vitamin C is a well-known remedy to help our bodies stay healthy and recover faster from illness. It supports our body's immune system, and the immune system is truly the command center of the body, if you will. When your immune system is functioning properly, all other systems are go. If the immune system is off, some systems are lagging and may need extra support. Vitamin C is also known as ascorbic acid and is available in a powder form to add to water and other beverages. Next up is our hygiene. Hand washing is very important all the time, not just during the winter, but we spend a lot more time indoors in the winter and germs and bacteria don't get aired out as much, leading to buildup. Our bodies do have a natural biome of bacteria, but we want to keep that in balance. Much to many individuals' surprise, it's actually beneficial to bathe every few days as opposed to every day. If you still give your children baths, consider adding Epsom salt and vitamin C directly to the water. Epsom salt contains magnesium, which also supports a healthy immune system and can help with lymphatic drainage. And vitamin C can help to neutralize some of the chlorine in the water to minimize exposure to that harmful chemical. Hand in hand with hygiene is cleaning frequently used toys. Some parents load up the dishwasher and run the water-safe toys to sanitize them. I simply make a spray bottle filled with water and essential oils. Certain essential oils are naturally antibacterial. Citrus oils like lemon or lime, melaleuca, tea tree oil, rosemary oil, and more. To help to neutralize germs and odors with a pleasant and non-toxic approach to sanitizing. You can also use this as a hand sanitizer at home or on the go. Reducing your toxic exposure to harmful chemicals will allow your body to work on more important bodily functions and not spend precious energy trying to remove these toxins from your cells. One easy thing to do in the winter to stay healthy is to run a humidifier. If your house doesn't have one installed already, get one for the main living area and one for each bedroom. Increasing the moisture in the air supports healthy respiratory functions, allowing our airways to process germs and bacteria more effectively. If you're using essential oils and you own a diffuser, it will disperse some water into the air, but not as much as a humidifier. Consider having both. They each have their own benefits, but the main purpose of a diffuser is to dispense essential oils into the air. Last but not least, exercise is a great way to keep your body healthy at home. Get the blood pumping by taking a walk, an exercise video, YouTube is a goldmine, dancing around the living room, or any other form of activity that gets your heart rate up. This raises your endorphin levels and it helps your body de-stress a little bit. We all know how unhealthy stress is, and bonus points if you sweat. Sweat helps our bodies release buildup toxins and can also be good for our skin. It's so easy to focus on big picture stuff in our lives, but taking these small measures will have a large impact on your overall health and well-being. It may be overwhelming to incorporate all of these ideas into your daily lives, but choose a couple you think would be easy to do and get started. Your body will thank you with a better health and well-being. Check out Michelle's free printable checklist that you can hang up in your own home to remind your family these wonderful tips for staying healthy at home. You can find this article, her printable checklist, and a lot of other helpful resources at adorethem.com and search for the Staying Healthy collection. For additional parenting content, you can also check out adorethem.com where we publish a new collection each week that focuses on a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening and be sure to subscribe.